We are holding a meeting today here in Johannesburg at Hillbrow Theatre. This meeting is a stakeholders meeting where we have Zimbabwe community in South Africa, Peace Action, Africa Center for Migration, and then we also have Africa Diaspora Association. The reason why we are having this meeting today is that we are still trying to engage the South African government on the changes to the immigration laws, because we are saying that it is going to be very difficult for foreigners to get visas. And with the immediate repeal of a number of laws, especially the cross-border and the transit permit, which has been scrapped by the South African government, and also on the scrapping of fines on overstaying, we are seeing this as a serious clampdown that will have worst effect, especially on the Zimbabwe national schemes.
What is the South African government saying at the moment about, you know, the papers that you're supposed to get?
They are still saying that people should go to their home countries to go and reapply for permits. But we are now trying to go back to the basics by continually engaging them to reverse their decision, because this is now a very issue of concern to most migrants here in South Africa, especially those who were given the DZP permits, because on the skills list which was provided by the SA government, they don't qualify to get the new visas and the new permit. And it's really a serious challenge, Gibbs.
So in terms of this skills list, tell us a bit about it.
There are certain categories of jobs which have been listed by the SA government. And we have made our calculations and see that they only require about 35,000 foreign nationals to work here in South Africa. They are talking of engineers, doctors, pharmacists, those very special skills which are scarce here in South Africa. But other jobs like the general jobs, they are scraped out of those scarce skills.